Live from Northern Seattle, this is KPSW, your public station for news and stories. I'm Steve Smith, and right now we have a new cultural finding, a lost story from 20 years ago, from the esteemed researcher John Hampton, who has not been seen in over two decades. Now, the lost files of John Hampton, Vampire Hunter.
Right now, we're walking up to the house of the infamous vampire, Wilhelm Stephanos, in the middle of nowhere. His property is surrounded by hills, filled with forests and all sorts. No one dares come close, for there are many stories of disappearances nearby. For the sake of science, I have arranged a meeting with him.
Who is it? I don't like visitors. Haven't you seen the signs about?
It's me, John Hampton. I sent a letter earlier this month. You are Mr. Stephanos, correct?
Yes, it is I, the great Wilhelm Stephanos, 16th greatest vampire in the world.
16th?
It's a joke. Of course I am the greatest, I think. Anyways, welcome to my abode. Come in if you dare.
Thank you. Can we find a place to sit for the interview? My feet are killing me from the walk.
Sure, we'll go into my library. Just mind the books. They're all first editions.
Is that some Shakespeare? Never mind. Let's chat about you.
Well, what do you want to know?
How old are you? I mean, vampires can't be that old, right?
Well, I am quite young after all.
Okay, that's what I thought. You guys can't live forever.
I'm around 700 years old.
What? That's young?
I know, that's what I was saying. Dracula's a geezer. He drank Neanderthal blood.
Okay then, so you are very young.
As I was saying before.
And what do you do here?
Oh, you know, the usual. Reading, tending to the mansion, kidnapping people for snacks.
What?
Taking walks through the wood at night and taking care of the cat.
Cat?
I'll call him now. Spooky, come.
What is that?
Didn't I tell you? This is Spooky, my cat.
Why is he so big?
He's a familiar. He chooses to be big. Plus, his food includes some bear milk.
Bear milk?
Keep up, humans. Yes, bear milk. And he is very, very precious.
Fascinating. Who turned you into a vampire so long ago?
I don't usually like personal questions, and this topic is unimportant to the interview. Next question, please.
But tell me. It is really important for vampire history and studies.
Foolish
human, never argue with a vampire. You shall die for your ignorance now.
Ah!
This recording was found in the middle of the woods and we recovered only this part of it. The forests are now owned by the rich and quirky William Stevens, who has not responded to us for an interview. I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for listening. Now, back to the news.